Welcome back, students, and those of you who have listened to the show before, I'm glad you're still with me. If this is the first time you're listening, thanks. I hope you'll be back. I'm D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to episode 104 of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast, recorded on May 17th, 2013, and brought to you by Raptor Picks USA. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time. So how were your last couple of weeks? I know I took one more week than my original plan, but thanks to an old dear friend, birthday festivities for me kicked off a week before my birthday. It wasn't half bad, but I was not expecting it. I want to thank you listeners for the birthday wishes that I received by email. I appreciate them and totally didn't expect them. So that was very day brightening whenever one of those rolled in. Tomorrow, we are venturing to the Jersey Shore for the first time since Superstorm Sandy devastated it. We aren't going to the state park beach to which we usually go when we're looking for sun and sand and ocean swimming, but rather to Ocean Grove, a town we absolutely love. It's loaded with Victorian bed and breakfasts and cutesy little shops and super restaurants, and I would be surprised if we stopped at Day's, the home of the absolutely best homemade ice cream on the planet. There are a couple of things going on there tomorrow that'll make for an enjoyable day, and a little sea breeze makes it all the better. The weather's also going to cooperate with us. Woohoo! On this podcast, I have mentioned the food bank fundraiser done in Ocean Grove, I want to say it's in the autumn, to benefit the Monmouth County Food Bank. It's always a good time, and the musicians who donate their time and performances are always very accomplished ones. So you may have heard me, if you've listened for a while, you may have heard me speak about Ocean Grove before. The Sandy NJ Relief Fund, which I speak about every week on this podcast, is making a significant difference in the recovery effort down at the shore. So if you're so inclined to assist residents and the businesses down there to return to stability and productive commerce, know your contribution there will be put to wise use quickly. Or if hands-on is your thing, there's always a project going on where willing hands can be put to great use and effective use. Cleanup and restoration is going to take years. We're just 6 months in now. Just this past week, the gigantic Seaside Heights Ferris wheel was finally removed from the Atlantic Ocean, where it had languished since the storm on October 29th. So there's a lot to be done at our shore. And if you're in this part of the country and you're in the New York metro area, go to one of the beaches that has reopened if it's swimming weather, and patronize the boardwalk businesses and spend a little money down there. It's not to be wasteful, but, you know, buy something from somebody who really has to get their business back together. On more guitar-y topics, in previous episodes, I spoke about the importance of a guitar fitting your body, and that the comfort level you have with a proper fit will allow you to play better. And I'm not going to rehash that. Don't worry. I know some of you have sent me emails and said enough of that already. But when it's appropriate, I'm going to talk about it again. This just isn't that time. One of the brands I've mentioned regarding guitars fitting smaller built people or petite women is Luna. One of my guitars is a Luna. I have only one small design criticism, and it's a rather minor one. Lunas are great guitars for anyone of a petite frame, and I often recommend them to my small female students. How would you like to win the Luna instrument of your choice? I would. I may enter this contest. Yvonne at Luna has created a pin and win contest. If you win, you will receive the Luna of your choice. There's no restriction. There's no exception here. Whatever acts that Luna makes that you want, you will have if you win. So let's see. The contest began May 15th, just a few days ago, and runs through July 14th. I have said this before about other contests, and I have to repeat it. It bears re-mentioning. If the deadline is a given date, be sure you get your entry in at least a day before, just to compensate for time zone differences and things like that. If I enter this, and I think I may, I'd probably have my entry in by July 12th rather than 15th. But that's just me. I tend to be overcompensating about some things. Ask E-Rex. He'll fill you in. So if you're a Luna aficionado or would like to be one, the contest doesn't cost anything but your time and creativity. I will supply a link to the contest rules for you. And in case you're not living on this planet, the reference to pin and win has to do with Pinterest. Yes, I know, it's not so much a guy thing, but hey, guys, the Luna guitars are not just for women. Don't forget that Experience PRS 2013 registration opens to the public May 20th, and it will be open through August 15th. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, and you have never seen or played or heard or read about a PRS, which stands for Paul Reed Smith Guitars, you should look into it. If you are already a PRS devotee, like I am, and can attend the event, which kicks off on September 19th, let this reminder serve as your stimulus to make your plans. Yes, I know that's several months away, but if you need to arrange time off from work or to make travel arrangements, now's the time to get your ducks in a row. Wednesday, I made a DR neon believer out of my student Bridget. We put pink neons on her acoustic guitar. She dressed for the occasion. When I arrived at her home, she was sporting pink head to toe, including pink nails, which I've been known to do from time to time. I love that K3 coating that DR uses, and pink, all the better. DR is the best string I have ever used, and I've used them all. They make a coated bass, coated electric, and coated acoustic strings. They aren't all neon. There are black, silver, blue, and red if you're a more demure type. I use DRs and only DRs on my guitars. If you've never played them, you should try a plain or K3 coated set. They're the best strings out there, hands down, and that's in my obviously not so humble opinion. For the life of me, I don't know why Taylor Swift doesn't use the red one since her trademark color is red. Maybe she hasn't tried them. Taylor, what planet are you on? If that's the case, Rosa really better get on it. Rosa, send her at least one set of red strings. Red acoustics, red electrics, and see. I mean, it seems like it's a match made in heaven to me. I can't imagine Taylor's sensibilities would not gravitate toward the sound of red K3 coated DR strings. I can't imagine. I want to say happy housewarming to my student Aviv and her family. They just moved into a new home, which I'll finally get to see in another week. And rumor has it there's a dedicated music room in this new house, and I say cheers to that. Don't forget the Les Paul 98th Birthday Gala at Ramapo College on June 8th and the Les Paul in Mahwah, a tribute exhibit at the Mahwah Museum in Mahwah, New Jersey. The exhibit will be significantly smaller once the museum closes for the summer at the end of June and reopens in September. I've been talking about this because if you miss the opportunity to see the full breadth of this exhibit, you're going to be sorry. You will not get the same impact nor breadth of info, I guess is the best word, when you see the small permanent installation that's going to open in September compared to the gigantic exhibition that's there now. They have the log there. They've got the octopus. They have many. They have a replica, not even a replica. They have Les Paul's actual workshop in the museum. That's all going to be shrunk down to a part of the museum. And the museum is a small suburban town museum. It is not extensive. It doesn't have miles and miles of exhibit space or even multi-floors for exhibit space. So if you're anywhere near Mahwah, New Jersey on a Wednesday, Saturday, or Sunday before the end of June, get yourself there. That's all I can say. The Les Paul Trio, consisting of Lou Paolo, Nicky Parrott, a fabulous bass player and singer, female, by the way, and John Coliani, will be among the artists at the Les Paul 98th Birthday Gala, and they've created a beautiful homage to Les called Thank You, Les. You should have it in your library. On this week's show, there's one student in the student spotlight. The question of the week is, how can I do it? News is about the budget-friendly Squire Affinity Series from our friends at Fender, and my take-note topic is Sloppy Joes. After a brief word from my sponsor, Raptor Picks USA, we'll move on to this week's Student Spotlight. Does your or your kid's dad love to play guitar? I know, dads are burdened with life requirements, but if my students Arno and Mike, who have young, active families and who commute into New York City every day to work, have time to play guitar, your or your kid's dad probably savors his opportunities to play. He's got enough ties. He's definitely got enough tools. And he doesn't need another gift card. A handful of genuine R-Series Raptor Picks will show him you love him because it shows him that you know what he loves. I don't know a guitarist alive that isn't looking for fresh inspiration, and he's no exception. The three uniquely and specifically engineered picking tips on the Raptor entice a guitarist to think about and explore the full range of sound qualities they can create with it. The unique beveling of the molded acrylic pick offer amazingly silent attack. He's going to love them. The Raptor R-Series pick is destined to become a pivotal tool for creative guitarists, whether they're moms, dads, sons, or daughters. Personally, I haven't played with anything but a Raptor R-Series since the very first time I touched one, and I don't think anyone will be disappointed when they play with a genuine Raptor R-Series pick. Get some today for the guitarist in your life or for you at RaptorPicksUSA.com. Free Raptors with the purchase of four or more is just another way of spreading the excellence one guitarist at a time. Raptor Picks are a registered design and all rights are owned by Black Carbon. This week's student spotlight is illuminating one student, Bridget. It's going to be short and sweet this week, but my podcast seems like it's going to go on forever. So this is a quickie. Bridget is in the spotlight not just because she has awesome pink strings, but because her degree of improvement or even mastery has increased yet again. She's doing wonderfully for I wouldn't call her a rank beginner player, but she's playing for less than a year and moving along fabulously. Bridget, you rocked before you had pink neon DRs on your axe. Now you rock even more. Great work. Keep loving your guitar and applying yourself and playing, because that's the key. Apply yourself properly and you're going to improve. I hope Bridget has company if she's in the spotlight again next week. All signs point to that she will be. She's a good example to everyone that focus and assiduous application yield your goal. So great work, sweetie. See you next week, and keep up the good work. Now, let's move on to this week's question of the week. Thank you. This week's question was hard to reduce from its original form. I was working with Danielle this week, and you've heard her name in the spotlight if you've listened for any period of time. She's extremely talented, and we divide our lesson time on various weeks between playing, studying theory, composition, and various other musical disciplines. She said she wanted to revisit some scales she has slacked off playing. It didn't sound right. Being the perceptive instructor that I hope that I am, I knew it wasn't the scale she was interested in. So we worked with one scale, a movable diatonic major one, and then I asked her to move it to another location on the fingerboard and tell me the name of each note as she played it. Most of you listeners know that, just like movable chords, all closed note scales, or for that matter, riffs or melodic passages, transpose effortlessly just by changing the position in which you play them. But, and it's a big but, that's just a physical exercise. Yes, it's something, but zipping around the fingerboard with dazzling speed and agility only takes you so far. It's good, don't get me wrong. But for Danielle, because her knowledge and understanding eclipse her comfort in some positions, I inferred that what she was really looking to do by asking to revisit some scales that move all over the neck was actually a cry for help when she wanders into no man's land or the territory on the fingerboard where she's not completely comfortable. She and I know that she has extraordinary muscle memory, a better-than-average ear, and a very agile mind. And that's a lethal cocktail if you're a guitarist that doesn't marry all those things together. If you're like Danielle, I want to encourage you to perceive, as Danielle has, that there's an integral piece missing from your musicianship. You do have to marry muscle memory, the ear, and the knowledge. If all you have is muscle memory chops, you need to train your ear and gain understanding too, but that's another discussion. I hope some of you are in Danielle's boat, not that I want your musicianship to be flagging or inadequate, but because I want to be of some assistance to you. Now, Danielle and I have particular studies, exercises, scales, and music that is used expressly for technique development. Danielle knows her tendency is to just memorize it and play it until it sounds the way she wants it to, in terms of speed or rhythmic precision or whatnot. It's hard to break habits like that when it's easy for you, even though it takes you counter to your goal. I mean, you know, you take the easy way. A, it's habitual. B, it's easy. No resistance. I mean, why would you want to struggle? Well, you want to struggle because it's going to make you a better player and you're going to know more and understand more and be complete. I don't know what any other way to say it. So what do we do with a guitarist as wily and talented as Danielle? Well, I think we have to make everything random and force her to learn or relearn in the same manner as she did when she took her first guitar lesson. I don't see any other way to deal with this. I like to employ the alphabet game. I know I've mentioned it before on the show, but if you've missed it, the challenge is, at first, to choose any note, including chromatics, and find it everywhere on every string. So that's something. I mean, after a while, that's not so challenging, but in the beginning, it's a little illuminating. Sometimes work from the sixth string to the first string. Sometimes work from the first to the sixth. Sometimes randomize the string order. And if you want to play the alphabet game because you know you're lacking in this area, daily choose two or three well-separated notes with which to practice the alphabet game. A seasoned guitarist should do it with eyes closed, allowing their ears, instinct, and what I can only describe as the sixth sense of their axis fingerboard to guide their finger placement. If you're very experienced and you do know your fingerboard, you're going to be amazed at how accurate you are. You might even be flawless at it, and that would be a goal. A seasoned guitarist, as I said, should do it with their eyes closed. Another exercise I want Danielle to work with is a somewhat unfamiliar ascending, only ascending, melodic minor scale that changes position a few times. We worked with one that's 3 octaves long in her lesson. I want her to practice it by looking at the fingerboard and literally saying the name of each note that she plays out loud. I also asked her to do the same thing with the same movable scale at another starting position, mainly because she will have to really engage her brain because of the peculiar key that that will be. Danielle asked me why I thought these two things would be helpful. And you don't know Danielle. She wasn't challenging me or questioning my judgment or second-guessing me. She genuinely wanted to understand. So I explained to her that my goal is to be able to put my finger on any string, on any fret of her guitar, and for her to just tell me, just look at what I did and just say, oh, that's a blah, blah, blah note. She should be able to tell me what sound will be produced if the guitar's in tune without working from some anchor fret that she knows better. I mean, I don't want her counting from the 7th fret or from the 12th fret. She should know that whole territory. I believe that if she plays G sharp at the 9th fret of the B string enough times, arriving there via varied and random processes, it will eventually be remembered and recallable. This is unconventional, I know. It's not the way most people work. But Danielle is a procedure junkie, and she creates ways of doing things, and I'm not meaning just musically here, which have far too many steps to get her to an end result. And I hope that if we can counteract it here in her guitar playing and most specifically her fretboard understanding and knowledge, she will perhaps find ways to counteract it in some of her academic pursuits before they get her into trouble. I think she's already taking way too long to do certain things that we discuss because she has her quote-unquote way of doing things, but there are so many, I'm not going to say redundant, but impractical steps that it takes a really long time for her to reason through. She gets the right answer, and it's her unique view on life, but she needs to pull the reins in a little bit on that. So if you're a strictly physical player, mend your ways and balance out your musicianship. I hope you found this little discourse helpful. If you have a question that you would like me to address on the podcast, please email it to me at guitartechnique@gmail.com. If I use your question, I will be glad to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. Now, here's this week's news. In the news this week, I wanted to mention Fender's Squire Affinity Series. Don't roll your eyes at Fender Squires. I've spoken at length on this podcast about very pricey guitars, some that are just expensive. And, you know, let's face it, not every guitarist can plunk down a grand or more for a guitar. This line includes something for everybody, and boy, I like the colors. Among the colors available for various guitars in this line are Lake Placid Blue, Surf Green, Black, I know it's not really a color, Olympic White, ditto, not a color, Arctic White, ditto again, Butterscotch Blonde, Montego Black Metallic, Metallic Red, that would be mine, Torino Red, Brown Sunburst, Two-Color Sunburst, Gunmetal Gray, Shell Pink, that would be mine too, Burgundy Mist Metallic, and to make it a hat trick, I'd like the Metallic Blue as well. MSRPs on this series runs from $200 to $499, with many right in the middle. The models in this series are Stratocaster HHS, regular Stratocaster, left-handed Stratocaster, Telecaster, left-handed Telecaster, Mini, precision bass PJ, and the difference between those, I believe, is the pickups. And the precision bass PJ is brand new. The Bronco bass, jazz bass, and five-string jazz bass V. The five-string is the pricier one. By the way, the names of all the instruments I just mentioned are trademarked and registered to Fender. My brother's an attorney, and I don't want to get sued. Sure, these are not signature models, but they also don't command signature prices. They're fine entry-level axes or secondary instruments. I mean, I have several guitars. Mine are all pretty decent instruments. I have one mid-range, lower-end guitar, but the rest of them are pricey guitars. Not everyone can do that. Not everyone's work is music. So, I mean, I have a student who plays a very nice Taylor, but his other guitar is, you know, sort of Squire quality. They're okay entry-level guitars and basses, but if you or a young person in your home is going to be working with an instructor, check with them before you buy anything. They may recommend particular parameters for your first guitar. I personally do that. So if you're going to study with someone, don't buy any guitar. I'm not saying don't buy a Squire, just don't buy any guitar until you check with them. However, if that's not a consideration, you're budget conscious, or you already have another guitar or two and you want a different kind of instrument, but you don't want to spend the farm on it, these Squires are great. And this Affinity series, they look sharp. They are Fender quality, not the same quality as the American-made ones, but these are nice guitars. So check them out and play them at your local guitar shop. Now, let's move on to this week's Take Note segment. My Take Note topic this week is Sloppy Joes. No, not the messy meal. Sloppy Joes and Janes and Toms and Dianes are players who are sloppy. Are you sloppy? It manifests in a number of ways. I'm thinking about this because I had more than one student this week who played sloppily. And for one of them, it was very uncharacteristic, so it bothered me. And then when another student who has to yet develop some skill played sloppily, I don't even know if that's a word, I said, well, I really need to talk about this because I know they're not the only ones. So how do you know if you're a sloppy player, if you don't have a teacher who tells you you're playing sloppily? It manifests in a number of ways. It can be that you pick a different string than the one you're fretting, or that you overstrum chords and inadvertently strike non-chord tones that make your playing sound off. And by saying sound off, that's at best, and muddy and nondescript at worst. Perhaps your barred chords are thuddy and each of the notes of the chord don't sound cleanly. Or maybe you just guesstimate the rhythm. All of these, I would say, qualify as sloppy playing. And if any of them sound familiar, you should do something about it before you just wallow in mediocrity, I guess is the word. My guess is that unless you're a fairly advanced and accomplished guitarist, the easiest place for a player to slide is in their precision in rhythm, especially if they're self-taught or not taught well by an instructor. Metronome to the rescue. I know everybody hates a metronome, but it has its purposes. However, don't use a metronome constantly and rely on it. Use it as a measure of how far off you are and to help you begin developing that inner clock and actually keeping time yourself. It's really important to count and know where you are in a beat, know where you are in a measure, And if you play with other people, you absolutely have to incorporate correct rhythm in your playing. Now, if you don't already know what you should be doing, a metronome's not going to help you. If you don't know what you're doing, you need to get help, whether it's an instructor or some other source. I would suggest something completely interactive like a human guitarist instructor. You can learn a lot online, you can read a lot, but you're not the best judge of your playing, or you wouldn't already have sloppy rhythm. So get somebody who knows what they're doing. Sloppy strumming is characteristic of a guitarist who doesn't know why you would or would not include certain strings when playing a particular chord. As an instructor, that screams to me, I'm playing a shape, not a collection of tones. There's really no excuse if you're looking at proper chord diagrams and you're still overstrumming. Yikes. So, you know, get some clarity and get some focus and think about what you're doing. And if you don't know why you can't play an open E string in an E flat chord, you better find out, or again, get somebody who knows what they're doing. Because if you play an open 6-string E in an E flat chord, your cat's going to screech and your dog's going to howl. It sounds dreadful. If you go to play a little riff or melodic line only to realize 4 notes into it that you began playing on the wrong string, your ears are the culprit. Remember, it's all about the sound, not fingerboard geography, or certainly not fingerboard geography exclusively. If you play solitarily and don't have someone teaching you, do yourself a favor, and I know I've said this a million times, but I'm going to say it another million times, record a practice session or two. Don't stop recording every time you make a mistake and start over. That's not the point. The point is to show you where you have weakness. So don't stop recording until you're completely done playing. The recording will reveal your weaknesses in a brutal way, but if your goal is to master our great instrument, consider it instructional rather than some insult to your poor artistic ego. If you're a sloppy Joe or Jane, begin correcting the problem today. The first step is admitting your problem. Do you know what the second step is? Focus. And focus only comes if you're determined. That wraps up this week's segments of episode 104. Now, let's move along to the outro and wrap this baby up. Register now for the Experience PRS 2013. Yvonne at Luna Guitars invites everyone to pin to win the Luna instrument of their choice. Bridget, you go and keep thinking pink, girl. My DRs are still okay. I love that K3 coating. They've been on for a while, and I have no whiny complaints about their tonality. Keep the Les Paul 98th birthday gala in mind and get your tickets ASAP if you plan to go. There will be raffles and auctions. Randomize to overcome habitual memorization that leaves you musically uninformed. The Fender Squire Affinity Series is priced right and good looking. Check them out. Sloppy Joe sandwiches are intended to be messy. Sloppy Joe players will never climb out of the pit of mediocrity. Admit it if you're sloppy, focus, and dig yourself out. If you'd like to further assist Superstorm Sandy survivors, Sandy NJ Relief Fund will put 100% of your contribution to excellent use. The recovery here is going to take years. Don't forget the Les Paul in Mahwa exhibit at the Mahwa Museum in Mahwa, New Jersey, which is open Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays until the end of June, and the marvelous tribute to Les Paul by Lou Palo and the trio, as well as other musician friends, called Thank You Les. It should be in every guitarist's library. If you're not comfortable, your guitar isn't either, so don't leave your guitar in a cold car or basement or a hot car or attic. Humidify if your guitar lives in an environment in which there's less than 40% humidity. the past couple of weeks, during which I did not record a show, I did some life assessing. Hey, every time a birthday has a zero in it, I think it's time to take a personal inventory. Here's what I've concluded. I am a blessed individual, personally, professionally, and in every other way. I've also concluded that at this stage of my life, I need to keep my priorities in view. And one of those priorities is downtime, or what might better be called personal or family time. I don't really have enough of it. I've realized this for a while, and it came into clear focus since we concluded E-Rex's daily cancer treatment schedule back in January. Oh, by the way, we've had his first follow-up PSA, which was great, 1.7. And that's excellent news. And thank you, everyone who always who sent emails of inquiry asking how he is. I appreciate that a lot, and so does he. Anyway, I've concluded that one way I can have some more family time is to cut this podcast back from what I had been doing weekly to twice monthly. I'm going to take a stab at blogging and tweeting more frequently. So if you don't read the blog regularly, which is guitartechniquetutor.blogspot.com, you might want to subscribe to it and or follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique. I really hope you understand this decision. I don't want to cease podcasting, but real life is real life. It's brief and a treasure. At this time, I'm planning to produce a show the first and third week of the month, barring something unforeseen. I may make a switch in July to the second and fourth week so that I have the 4th of July holiday weekend free. We'll see about that. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for episode 104 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will definitely include links to anything I mentioned that I think you might like to explore further in the show notes, which are on the podcast page of my website and on the blog. All 2013 previous week's show notes now reside exclusively on the blog, and all previous podcast episode MP3 files can be found on the blog. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, all spelled traditionally, which is GUITARTECHNIQUETUTOR.com, and that you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note there's no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me your question for the question of the week segment, and if I use it, I'll be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. If you are seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Creskill, Franklin Lakes, Fairlawn, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hillburn, Mahwah, Midland Park, Montebello, Montvale, Oakland, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, the Hamlet of Ramapo, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Tuxedo Park, Upper Saddle River, Viola, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, calling is best, and my number's on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. I want to take this opportunity to say that in June, my schedule shrinks a bit because many of my students take off for the whole summer, and that would be a time when, if we have spoken in the past and you're either on a waiting list or we haven't been able to coordinate schedules and you're not on a waiting list and have not begun working with another instructor, that might be a good time to call because I will have much more free time. Your guitar player dad is awesome. Why not get him some genuine R-Series Raptor guitar picks? Visit RaptorPicksUSA.com to order some today. practice, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. U.S. listeners, have a great Memorial Day weekend, and I'll see you back here in a couple weeks.